Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Tuesday, November 9th, 2021. We're going to begin our meeting today with an invocation which was to be led by Commissioner Senegal, but he asked Pastor Dwight Benoit to do the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Alfred, if you feel led to rise.
Good morning, Judge, and to the commissioners that are present this morning. I do want to precede this prayer, if you would allow me. I'm grateful for history, and my mind goes back to Judge Ron Walker, you then being his protege, Reverend G.W. Daniels, who was a great mentor of mine, Mr. Ed Moore, as I think of Commissioner Alfred. I'm grateful for history, and I just felt that I needed to call those names. Let's pray. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord God Almighty. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. All that our hands ever need, you keep on providing. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto us. And we meet this day in the Commissioner's Court, and we're ever grateful for our leader, Judge Brannick, and these men, commissioners, who serve our communities. We seek your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding, that we may continue to allow you to use us to bring about a sense of peace and unity, reverence and respect, one for the other, and truly to you in the decisions that we make. We ask that you would give us the needed wisdom and integrity to make those decisions that would honor you today. Thank you for this court. Thank you for our city. Thank you for our county. Thank you for the privilege to serve you as we serve others. It's in the name of Jesus we ask and pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Let's say the pledge in unison. Pledge in allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we're going to do a few agenda items out of order today. Under County Commissioners, item C is considering possibly receive a donation from Judge John Stevens of a framed copy of Schoenberg's Vintage 1866 official map of Texas. Item D is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation to honor Dr. Hammy R. Taylor of Lamar University. Item E is consider possibly approve, receive, and file Texas Senate Resolution 43 honoring Jefferson County Offices of Emergency Management, Jefferson County Public Health, and Jefferson County Employee Health for their work on behalf of the citizens of Jefferson County during the COVID-19 pandemic. And via addendum, item H is consider and possibly approve proclamation for Lamar University Homecoming. Do I have a motion on those four items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. So first up, Judge Stevens, please come to the lectern.
Well, I'm the first Christmas gift giver, I guess. That's a great honor. I have a special gift with the maintenance department who did the outstanding framing. Did a professional job. Here is a special map. And my one old assistant, thank you very much.
I noticed you didn't say beautiful assistant.
Thank you, Pat. This is the 1866 Schoenberg's map of Texas, a very special map. It is the official, it was the official map of the new Constitution of Texas after the Civil War. The new Constitution of 1866, which abolished slavery, repealed the secession of Texas from the Union, brought it back into the Union, a very special time, a renaissance, a very special part of history, as the Reverend talks about. Here's what's neat, really special, too. This shows the Atascocita Trail, which worked its way, the old Spanish trail, the original road through Texas from El Paso that went ultimately to Opelousas, but right through Beaumont. And it went essentially where Highway 90 and College Street is, and went to the river where the Tevis home was. And then you would take a boat across the Neches River and pick up the trail, and it worked its way across the Sabine River and then to Opelousas. And also it shows the city of Port Arthur, which was originally named Aurora. That was its first name. And it is shown as Aurora. But this is a special map because it represents a change for the better, a change to represent the ideals expressed in the Declaration of Independence, that we all are truly Americans, all are equal, and we all have a vested interest in those great ideals. So thanks again to Pat Meeks and Don Champagne for their wonderful expert job. I told them, you're going to get in trouble now because everyone in the county is going to want you to do framing from the maintenance department. But this is a wonderful gift, a special gift that we all together are happy to donate to Jefferson County and to remind us how we're always striving to do better toward reaching those ideals. And thank you very much for accepting this gift.
Thank you, Judge Stevens. Appreciate it.
Judge, where do you want us to leave this?
Fred can take it, and then we'll take suggestions from the Commissioner's Court as to the most appropriate place to hang it.
Do you want us to take a picture in front of y'all right now?
Love for you to.
Where did the map come from, Jesse?
He stole
this
it.
This map came from Franklin Mint. Franklin Mint.
He didn't get it.
Turn around.
Pat, you want to come up here again? The map is going to show two legs.
Ready, set. Let me get another one. All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Judge. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge.
God bless Jefferson County, Texas, and its citizens. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Judge. President Taylor, would you like to come up to the lectern, please?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to read, and you may bring Mrs. Taylor, if you'd like. And this proclamation reads, whereas Lamar University and Jefferson County have a long, productive, and mutually beneficial relationship spanning nearly a century, whereas the economic impact of Lamar University in our community exceeds $250 million per year, and the impact on the arts, science, and education in Jefferson County are immeasurable, whereas Jefferson County has always been an active partner with Lamar University, embracing students from near and far and welcoming faculty and staff into our community. And in February of 2021, the Texas State University system embarked upon a national search for the 16th president of Lamar University. Whereas the national search ended with the appointment of Dr. Jaime R. Taylor as Chief Executive Officer of Lamar University, who brings to the university decades of experience in higher education, including service as Provost and Senior Vice President for Academic Affairs at Marshall University. Following a lengthy career at Austin, how do you say that?
P.
State University, first as faculty member in the Physics and Astronomy and later as Chair of that department, Dean of the College of Science and Mathematics, and Interim Provost and Vice President for Academic Affairs. Dr. Taylor has earned degrees from the University of Tennessee Space Institute, Austin Peay State University, and Nashville State Technical Institute, and Dr. Taylor enhances the national reputation of Lamar University by bringing additional prominence, acclaim, and opportunity to Beaumont. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County welcomes Dr. Taylor and his wife, Stacy, to our community, and we consider it an honor to proclaim Thursday, November 11, 2021, as Jaime R. Taylor Day in Jefferson County in honor of the Lamar University investiture of Jaime Taylor. Signed this day by the members of the Commissioners Court. Congratulations. And welcome.
Thank you so much, Judge Brannick, and thank you, County Commissioners. As you can imagine, this is an incredible honor. Pretty sure it's the biggest honor I've ever gotten. Want to say that, you know, I think we've the county and the university have had a great history together, but I'm looking forward to even making a better future for both the county and the university. So thanks for all y'all do.
And we are. Improvements to the campus and facilities under Jimmy Simmons and Ken Evans have been phenomenal over the last several years. We have no doubt but that you are going to continue that legacy of improvements. You had a very successful legislative year during which new legislative appropriations are coming to Lamar University, yes, which I know you'll be able to put to very good use. And so we all want to welcome you here and continue to pray for the education of our youth, for your continued prosperity and success, and for the continuation of the national acclaim that Lamar University has gotten for just doing a great job of educating people and getting them out in the workforce to become fantastic successes in engineering, technology, the arts, and all the other areas of study that you have. I also have here a proclamation for Lamar University Day. It says, of course, again, that Jefferson County has been an active partner with Lamar University in embracing students from near and far and welcoming faculty and staff in our community. Lamar has been a leader in teaching, research, and scholarship, producing exciting work in science, technology, and health, benefiting all citizens of Jefferson County and our entire region and state. And whereas November 13th, 2021, Lamar University and the community will celebrate LU's homecoming with the theme Cardinal Palooza, recognizing Cardinal pride on campus and in the community. And Lamar's homecoming festivities will include campus activities throughout the week and culminate on Saturday, November 13th, with the afternoon highlighted by a large community tailgate and fan fest at noon, with the football game kicking off at 4 p.m. Therefore, be it resolved, the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County recognizes the important role Lamar University plays in our community, and we consider it an honor to proclaim Saturday, November 13th, 2021, as Lamar University Day in Jefferson County, in honor of Lamar University's homecoming. Anything you wanted to say about homecoming?
Again, thank you very much. Saturday is going to be a big day. Thank you very much, Judge Brannick and County Commissioners. We're going to accomplish a lot together here in the future.
Welcome to our community, both you and Stacy. We look forward to your enjoying many years here. Continued success at Lamar, and if there's any way that the county can partner with you, please know that all of our doors are open and we're always willing to sit down and talk about any ways to improve the community, to improve educational access, and to improve the life of our youth and how best to get them trained and educated in a way that's going to make them productive citizens.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Okay. All right. And let's see, lastly, we approved a receipt and acceptance of Senate Resolution Number 43, honoring the Jefferson County Offices of Emergency Management, Jefferson County Public Health, and Jefferson County Employee Health from the Senate of the state of Texas, and I believe Mr. Cole Meehoff with Senator Brandon Creighton's office is here. And Mr. Meehoff, would you like to read what you brought today?
Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. So the Texas Senate and Senator Brandon Creighton would like to recognize Jefferson County and the respective offices that were integral in the response to the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm going to go ahead and read this resolution. Senate Resolution Number 43, whereas the Senate of the State of Texas is pleased to recognize all associated with the Jefferson County Office of Emergency Management, Jefferson County Public Health, and Jefferson County Employee Health for their outstanding service on behalf of area citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic. And whereas the dedicated public servants who staff these agencies have demonstrated an exceptional commitment to protecting the health and safety of the people of Jefferson County and the surrounding region while dealing with the unprecedented circumstances of the COVID-19 pandemic. And whereas, despite the numerous challenges faced by the members of the staffs of these agencies, they have worked tirelessly to overcome such obstacles as the limited availability of tests and vaccines, their dedication and hard work allowed for the expansion of COVID-19 testing throughout the region and increased access to the COVID-19 vaccine for the county's residents. And whereas, in addition, the invaluable support of Judge Jeff Brannick, Michael R. White, Robert Grimm, Rachel Jergolski, Vicki McIntyre, Leslie Little, Rachel Coe, Sophia LeBlanc, Deborah Clark, Yame Sauer, Crystal Jones, Allison Getz, Rhonda Brode, and Gabriel Gross contributed to the agency's effectiveness in creating a safer environment and protecting the health of the people of Jefferson County and Southeast Texas. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Senate of the State of Texas 87th Legislature, first called session, hereby commend all who served in the Jefferson County Office of Emergency Management, Jefferson County Public Health, and Jefferson County Employee Health on their commitment to excellence in public health, and extend to them sincere gratitude for their service to the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. And be it further that a copy of this resolution be prepared in honor of the employees and administrators of these exemplary agencies, an expression of esteem from the Texas Senate. State Senator
Brannick. Thank you so much, Mr. Meehoff. Appreciate it very much, and I want to express my appreciation to Emergency Management, Employee Health, and Public Health. Y'all came together very well, worked together collaboratively, came up with ingenious ideas for accessing testing and vaccinations, and pulled together to row the boat in the same direction to benefit not only the citizens of Jefferson County, but the citizens in the five surrounding counties. So I want you to know all how much I appreciate y'all's work and what a wonderful job y'all did, and how much I pray for you that none of you will ever have to go through that again. Thank you so much, Mr. Meehoff. Appreciate you. All right. We have quite a few addenda, and we're going to go back to our regular agenda under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for request for proposals for lease and development of airport frontage property. Item B is consider and approve award and execute receive file contract for request for statements of qualification for professional engineering services for Mayhaw Bio Drainage Study Update, Community Development Block Grant Disaster Recovery Program Project for Jefferson County with LJA Engineering for a total contract amount not to exceed $214,700. Pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR Section 200.318 through 326, with funding provided by the Texas General Land Office. Item C is consider and approve contract renewal for invitations for bid for a term contract for snack and drink vending for Jefferson County with John Paul Food Service LLC for a third one-year renewal from November 24, 2021 to November 23, 2022. Item C is, D is to consider and approve a contract renewal for catalog pricing for janitorial supplies for Jefferson County with Auto Chlor Services LLC, Certified Laboratories, ICS, Jail Supplies, Interborough Packaging Corporation, Material Paper Company, Sanitary Supply Company, The Home Depot Pro, and Unipac Corp. for a second one-year renewal from November 16, 2021 through November 15, 2022. Item E, it's consider and approve a contract renewal for a term contract for gray limestone, 610 base for Jefferson County with Gulf Coast, a CRH company, and Knife River Corporation South for a second one-year renewal from November 17, 2021 through November 16, 2022. Item F is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for janitorial services for Jefferson County with Southeast Texas Building Service, Inc. for a third one-year renewal from November 20, 2021 through November 19, 2022. Item G is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for morgue transport services for Jefferson County with Proctor's Mortuary for a third one-year renewal from November 26, 2021 through November 25, 2022. Item H is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract renewal for a term contract for liquid soil stabilizer for Jefferson County with Base Seal International, Inc. for a second one-year renewal from November 10, 2021 through November 9, 2022. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with QED for independent fee estimate services for four projects with Jack Brooks Regional Airport, pavement maintenance management plan for a lump sum amount of $6,870. Number two, airfield electrical vault project for a lump sum amount of $7,760. Number three, airport drainage improvements for a lump sum of $7,570. And number four, landside roadway improvements for a lump sum amount of $6,680. These projects are 100% funded by the Federal Aviation Administration AIP program, number 37. Pursuant to Chapter 262, Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR, Section 200.318 through 326. And finally, item J is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file a contract for request for statements of qualifications for professional engineering services for rehabilitation of fuel farm pavement at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport with the Solco Group, LLC, for a cost of $20,550. Which is 100% funded by the FAA, AIP grant number 37, pursuant to Chapter 262 of the Texas Local Government Code, the County Purchasing Act, and 2 CFR sections 200.318 through 326. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing? So moved by Commissioner Senegal.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion? A
couple questions. Deb, on that snack vending contract, is that the last year of it?
Third.
C.
Yeah, we have one more.
One more year. And the and Alex, and the airport, I know we've had quite a bit of contracts. Get us an update on, I know it's quite a bit of money been spent there. Get us a breakdown of how much money and the different contractors, how many DBEs, how many minorities got an opportunity, how many was awarded, things of that nature.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the items on the agenda for QED, those are required for any professional service contract over $100,000.
Yeah, but I'm just asking in general because I know there's quite a bit of money being spent in contracts over this 6-7 months, and I just want to kind of get a feel for it. That's all.
Sure. So right now we've acquired.
You don't have to try to do it right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all I have.
That's 2 p.m. Okay. All right. Any other discussion on items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Yes, have it. Under Constable Precinct 1, we have one item A. Consider and possibly approve the hiring of Clint Aslan as a reserve deputy and Michael Cook as a part-time deputy by Constable Pollard, Precinct 1. pursuant to Section 86.011 of the Texas Local Government Code. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County AgriLife Extension, item A, we have one item to receive in the introduction of and possibly approve the appointment of Ms. Hallie McCoy Sewell as AgriLife Extension Agent for Family and Community Health in Jefferson County. Do I have a motion on that item?
Is she here?
So moved.
Yep.
Okay.
Try here.
Right. We'll let her, will they do the introduction under discussion? Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All right.
Judge Brannick, Commissioners, certainly a pleasure to be here today. My name's Eric Zimmerman, District Extension Administrator with Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service out of College Station. And as you know, when Paula Tacker left this position in July of 2020, things were a little bit different in relation to our agency because we were gone into a hiring freeze with with all this uncertainty with the shutdown of Texas and budgets and going into the new session. And so the great thing is we're moving forward. We received approval for hiring these positions. Of course, the family and community health position in a lot of the counties throughout the state is extremely important, but we value that position here in Jefferson County at a high level. And we were fortunate to get approval to move forward for that. And we did a search throughout our workday process, and we were fortunate to find an individual that fit exactly what we needed. Hallie McCoy Sewell is our finalist. Obviously, I believe you may have seen her resume. She's a native of Jefferson County. She grew up here, which is something we really like when we talk about moving people into certain positions. She grew up in the 4-H and FFA programs. She's a recent graduate of Texas A&M University, class of 2020 in the fall, with a community health degree. During McCoy's time up in College Station, she was active. She did work at Transportation Services while she was an undergrad student. And she was also an active volunteer with Adult Protective Services in the Waterford Dementia Center. So she's been very active throughout her high school and her college career. We're certainly happy to have her to fill the family and community health position as an educator on behalf of our agency, and certainly we appreciate your support. So I'm going to turn the microphone over to McCoy.
Hi, how are y'all doing? I just wanted to say thank y'all to AgriLife and to everyone for being here. I'm really looking forward to furthering my experience with an extension of my alma mater, and I can't wait to see what I can do for Jefferson County to create new exciting things and be a part and grow more in the community that I grew up in loving. So thank y'all. Do y'all have any questions for me? Okay. Thank y'all.
No further discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under County Auditor, we have several items. Item A is consider and approve fiscal year 2021 budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 2 for additional costs for visiting judges in the amount of $700. Item B is consider and approve FY 2022 budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for additional cost for a haul truck. Item C is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $624.82 to Texas Department of Criminal Justice for November insurance reimbursements. Item D is receive and file financial and operating statements for county funds only for the month ending September 30th, 2021, unadjusted. Item E is consider and approve electronic disbursement for $735,558.89 to LaSalle for revenue received from entities for inmate housing. Item F is consider and approve a final statement of loss for Hurricane Harvey from Axis Surplus Insurance Company and National Fire and Marine Insurance Company for a final settlement of $1,098,223.06 after deductible and split 50% between the respective insurance company. Item G is to receive and file a statement of financial position for Jefferson County Community Supervision and Corrections Program for fiscal year ending August 31st, 2021. And item H is regular county bills, check numbers 488384 through 488590 for the period ending November 2nd. and check numbers 488-591 through 488-800 for the period ending today. And via addendum, item I is consider and approve amendment number 1 to the interlocal agreement between the county and the Southeast Texas Regional Planning Commission regarding the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Amendment extends duration, allows for administrative costs up to 10% of total award to be paid by ERAP grant funds. Do I have a motion on those items under county audit?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Bush.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Pierce. Discussion.
Since we got people from regional planning here, could you please come up and give us an update on where we're at, what we got going on with the rent subsidy program?
Yeah, Colleen and Shanna here. I did forward y'all a letter from them. There are some issues, some deadlines we're coming up on 11/15 as far as extending our rental assistant program number one money because of our low threshold of spending. So I'll let them, let Colleen talk because she's more of an expert than I am on this.
Colleen, if you don't mind, give us some update on the when we met. How is things going with the other nonprofit that we were trying to bring online, if you don't mind?
Right. We've been able to provide training to 5 nonprofit agencies. 13 of those staff members will begin receiving assignments this week in order to help speed up the process of reviewing cases. Up to this point, we have been able to expend approximately 18% of the funds for the direct assistance, which is $1.2 million. In the last 4.5 months for 346 households. So we are pleased with that, the way that we have been able to responsibly provide the services to those who are in most need of this. We have worked closely with the justices of the peace, and have been able to determine we are not in a situation where people are being evicted for lack of rent payment because of not getting to a case or not being able to work with someone. The justices of the peace are being very helpful in getting the word out to the public, to the lawyers, and everyone involved.
I know Mr. Ross is listening. Maybe Mr. Ross, you could find a way to stop this feedback we're getting on the audio system, if possible. But okay, go right ahead. I'm sorry, Ms. Halliburton.
No problem. Anyway, what we're looking at right now is needing to reach the 30% mark of expenditures, which I feel very strongly we're going to reach it by November 30th when we need to. At that point, because we're at, like I said, 18%, of which we have done 8 of that in the last 4 weeks. Okay. So it's sped up drastically already. So we believe that we're going to reach that mark. Now, we do have something coming up where we have a deadline of November 15th in order to turn in a plan to the U.S. Treasury Department as to what we're going to do in order to speed it up even more. And there are a number of flexibilities that have been procedural flexibilities that the Treasury Department has put into place that we have been told we can use. These are not flexibilities based off of Jefferson County's experiences or the Planning Commission's experiences we have ever used in our disaster recovery efforts, our best practices that we have learned by mistakes in the past, that if we do not implement those, it is possible we will lose a portion of the dollars.
Do you know how much we would potentially lose?
Just over $1 million, maybe $1.2 And those items that they're asking us to incorporate are to allow self-attestations of rental amounts and rent arrears without a signed lease, and to provide disbursements directly to the tenants. These are not, in our best practices, things that we have found we can do when you're trying to make sure that you're being good stewards of the public dollars, of our taxpayers' money. We would have to be able to have some sort of fraud prevention up front or fraud capture afterwards. And we believe that the fraud prevention up front is what we're doing. I know our state of Texas has, up to this point, delivered and distributed $14 million in Jefferson County for rental assistance to landlords and tenants. They have used all of these processes as well. As of last Thursday, you know, they did announce that they're going to close on last Friday, the Texas Rent Relief Program. As of Thursday, there were just over 3,300 residents of Jefferson County, new applications that were in their system. And in speaking with them, based off of their approval rates and off of their processes there, they believe that they're going to probably spend another $12 million in Jefferson County. So we're in a bit of competition with the state in order to get things out. We have a number of people who are getting assistance, thank goodness. I mean, we're very pleased that the state has been able to provide this kind of assistance at the speed that they are. But it brings us to some points of consideration as to how we want to move forward and some decisions that need to be made for that November 15th deadline.
Well, I know we brought that group of advocates mm-hmm. to visit with you. I would hope that you have been visiting with those guys because they have boots on the ground. And
that's right.
And that's what we need to make sure we have close to the people. And they kind of can help us out. And
they've been very helpful in getting the message out and getting the word out.
Okay. Right. And I appreciate your comments about being proactive on the fraud prevention. But as I said in the meeting that we had, I think the JP courts are going to be the best defense for someone that presented a fraudulent type case. So once a citizen, and you know, they come into the sub courthouse all the time and they are about to be evicted because of a lack of funding to pay their rent. Once the JP court make a ruling on that, if it goes to that person and that person does not pay their rent, I think it becomes a JP issue then with the landlords. The landlords are coming also to state their case. The problem I'm having is some landlords do want to evict the people that once they get the money, they still want the people out. Now, that's an issue we can't control. But I think the JP ruling is a binding agreement that they're going to pay that rent to that landlord. So I think that's another prevention method that we have, you know, for as fraud goes.
And not all cases are in the JP courts either.
And
the majority of them actually are not.
So, I think that's the problem. We need to make sure the landlords understand they need to direct it to the JP court. Not
also,
us.
Yeah. Also, I'd like to, you know, state that we are not paying tenants directly, but we do offer, if a landlord is not willing to participate, we are relocating them and paying for their move, paying for their new place to live, helping them find a new rental property, and setting up those first 3 months' rents, deposits, and things of that nature. So we do have an alternative, a form of assistance, other than paying the tenants directly.
And, you know, and I'm just saying that the group that came to myself and Alpha was more concerned about, you know, we're not doing our job. And I just want to make sure the tenants and the landlords
right.
know there's funding, but you have to apply for it.
Right.
And then we let the JP course handle the litigation part of it.
I agree. Thank you.
I, for one, would like to see the criteria remain the same. I mean, the state of Texas obviously got their rental assistance money before us, hired contractors before us, started their program before us, and as of this morning when I checked, they had already spent some $14,749,614 in Jefferson County on 3,075 households. We have had some fraud that I think you're aware of where a landlord told a tenant to not pay the rent because they were going to go through this program. We're aware of reports of tenants receiving $6,000 from the state and not paying the landlord. And, you know, we couldn't ever run one of our county grant programs and not provide the assurances or the fraud deterrence for money that the county spends, then I have a problem with changing it for this one program. For this reason primarily is that if the money's not spent appropriately, they're going to come back to the county and want us to pay it. And I don't think the county ought to have to pay back money because we didn't assure that the money was spent in the way it should be spent. And so I think that, you know, if they're going to spend another $12 million, that's going to be $27 million that we'll have gotten out through the state program. We will have spent significantly more by November 30th out of the county fund. And I'm happy with the way the program's gone. As you said, we haven't gotten reports of evictions as a result of any delays in the program, and while I realize that there are some landlords that just want the tenants gone, you know, y'all have done an admirable job of moving them over to alternative accommodations, which I appreciate. And I thank the Regional Planning Commission for stepping up and for being involved in this process, and for reaching out to additional nonprofits to get their assistance in making sure that everybody is aware of the availability of this funding. But, you know, to require a landlord to provide a ledger of amounts due does not seem to me to be overly restrictive in the dissemination of the funds. And I would still think that a landlord shouldn't be able to just walk in and say, give me $10,000. You know, they ought to be able to document what the tenant actually owes. And so I'm happy with what y'all have done. Despite the criticism from the newspaper, I think it's done well.
One other question, because and Judge brought something that pricked my thoughts, and that is those social services group or nonprofits, are we spending money to advertise? Because that was one of the problems.
That is the next in line. We wanted to get them trained and start the assignment so that they are able to know what they're doing clearly before, but within the next 3 weeks, we will have a digital advertising campaign that will be hitting the public.
Great. And the media you hear, please make sure you get it out there. We just want to make sure that the citizens of Jefferson County that are in need, they have access and know where to go. It's very important.
Thank you. I will add one note that we're also have to state that our program is still here. The state had to shut it down.
Yeah.
Because they're already committed to the point that they're not able to take any more at this time. We're still here for those who still need the help.
Right.
So I think that's the reason why is because of these things that we have in place.
Well, thank you so much for all your work. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for that update.
Okay, any other discussion on any of the other agenda items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. And let's see, addendums. Moving on to county commissioners, item A is to consider possibly authorize the county judge to execute a release and settlement of Jefferson County's claims against Johnson & Johnson Janssen Pharmaceuticals, Inc., and other defendants in the opioid supply chain found in re Texas opioid litigation MDL number 2018-63587, pending in the 152nd District Court of Harris County, Texas. Item B is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute an amendment to the agreement between Jefferson County and Tyler Technologies. We've already covered item C, D, and E. Item F is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file findings of fact regarding political boundaries of Jefferson County, Texas, which we had a public hearing on earlier. Item G is to receive and file executed cooperative agreement between Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service and Jefferson County. And via addendum, item I is to consider possibly approve, receive, and file amended Jefferson County game room regulations, which we discussed earlier in closed session. Item J is to consider possibly approve, authorize the county judge to execute amendment number 3 to contract number 721-8240 between Jefferson County and Texas Department of Agriculture regarding the Texas CDBG mitigation grant. We've already, we will table items K and L relating to interlocal agreements with cities of Beaumont and Port Arthur until next Tuesday morning. Do we have a motion on those remaining items under County Commissioners?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Pierce. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under District Clerk, we have one item to consider, possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a cooperative agreement between Jefferson County and the Office of the AG for the state of Texas. Do we have a motion on that item?
So
moved. Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Under Engineering, we have one item to consider and possibly approve Dogay's Diamond D Ranch subdivision construction plans, phases 3C and 3D. Master Plan Drive and Brangus Trail Drive, respectively. These subdivisions are located off of Diamond D Drive and Precinct Number 1 within the City of Beaumont ETJ, and they've met both the City of Beaumont and Jefferson County's requirements. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Pierce, seconded by Commissioner Bush. Any discussion?
Only question I have is, and I guess it go to Engineering and for you, Commissioner Bush, Commissioner Pierce, that is, what about DD6 and where the water is going to go from this new subdivision?
These are very, very minimal little construction plans. These are very, very minimal construction plans. They were just basically two turnouts that come off of the main road onto a couple of the future side roads. We did look at the drainage. Everything was passed through the drainage district, but again, all of the drainage had already kind of been accounted for.
Okay.
As a part of the main subdivision, but again, these are two very, very minor little turnouts that only go, 100 feet down the next road, and it was just to accommodate some side driveway. So.
That's just something that I think we need to always find out, but especially now.
Oh, absolutely.
Went through approval of the drainage district. It probably ties into their retention pond that they have inside.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. And lastly, we have one item under, well, not lastly, but until 2:00. Last item for this session is human resources item. One item to consider and possibly approve granted extended leave without pay for up to 90 days for Destiny Ford, an employee of the Sheriff's Department. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Hall. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion?
Now, this question, when does she start to go to use that time? How close are we? Do you know?
Good morning, Commissioners and Judge. I believe I was informed she was within her 80 hours right now.
Okay.
But she has received documentation from her doctor that she'd be back, that she's able to return within her 90 days.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Any other, now's our time of public comment. If you're present in court and you wish to make
just.
Oh, I'm sorry. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Our time of public comment. If you're present in the courtroom and wish to make public comments, you may approach the lectern and state your name. If you're online or on the telephone, press *6 to unmute your line. And so we are open for public comment. Hearing no comment, we'll close this time of public comment. Commissioners, any elected official or member of the court wishes to bring anything to the attention of the public without our taking action?
I would like to bring one thing, and that is coming up on the 11th of this month, in a very short period of time, Veterans Day. We have a festivity that we have every year, and Kathy is not in here from the Visitor Center. Every year is normally there. And I'm sure she would invite you. I'm inviting you out to that. It is a plus for our veterans, a plus for the community.
Thank you, Commissioner. Anything else? All right, if not, I want to thank everyone for being here today. Commissioner's Court will reconvene for the purpose of canvassing the vote at 2 p.m. From the November 2nd, 2021 constitutional amendment election in accordance with Chapter 67 of the Texas Election Code. But other than that, we're completed, and thank you all for being here. Y'all have a great week, and we are adjourned. Sure.